Okay, we talked about chapter 8 and 9, how there were ground tremors, spiritually speaking, signifying something was in the works, some major earthquake or eruption or something. And it's still trembling here in chapter 10. Peter, God has gotten Peter in position at Joppa, which is close to Caesarea on the coast. It's on the sea coast. Joppa's on the sea coast, and Caesarea is just up north of there, I believe, if I remember my geography right. So there, Peter's in position close to a certain Gentile that loves God, the God of Israel, a Roman centurion that loves the God of Israel. He's not, as many Gentiles were, they were not Jews, but they loved the God of Israel, and they honored the God of Israel, and they did good things for the people of Israel, but they just were not circumcised. They had a title. There were so many of them, they were actually given a title, God-fearers. And he was one. He was a God-fearer. The Jews recognized his reverence for the God, their God, but he would have been considered unclean because he was not a part of Israel itself. Now there was a certain man in verse 1 in Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of a cohort called the Italian cohort. A devout and God-fearing man, along with all his house, and one who did many kind deeds for the people. Who are the people?
The Jews.
And prayed to God, the right one, continually. About the ninth hour of the day, in a vision, he saw clearly an angel of God come into him and say to him, Cornelius. What is the ninth hour of the day?
Well, 3:00.
We start counting at 6.
Oh, 3:00.
9:00, 3:00 in the afternoon. Well, on the day of Pentecost, Peter said it's just the third hour of the day. It's 9:00 in the morning. And Cornelius stared at this angel, and being afraid, he said, What is it, sir? And he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have gone up for a memorial before God. Send men now to Joppa and summon Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He is lodging with a certain Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke with Cornelius left, he called two of his house servants and a devout soldier from among those who constantly waited on him. And after he had related everything to them, he dispatched them to Joppa. About the sixth hour the next day, about lunchtime, as they were on the way and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray. Now, that wasn't unusual. Most houses over there, many now, are flat. They have flat roofs. And he grew hungry, and he wanted something to eat. But while they prepared it, a trance fell on him. And he saw heaven open, and above him a vessel like a great linen sheet was descending. Something I overlooked many years ago is that this was not a great sheet being lowered down from heaven. It was a vessel that had been shaped like a sheet. Like a sculptor would make something. Tied at the four corners and being lowered to the ground, in which were all kinds of four-footed creatures of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the sky. And a voice came to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Oh, no, Lord. I have never eaten anything common or unclean. That has to do with Leviticus 11, where God told his people there were certain foods they could not eat. And Peter had never broken the law concerning that. He always kept the law of Moses. Then the voice came to him a second time, What God has made clean, don't you call common. This happened three times, and then the vessel was taken back into heaven.